Speaking with Owen Sound Attack Center, Joseph Blandisi, one of the young prospects eligible for the upcoming NHL draft. And Joe, you came into the league this year as a rookie with the Owen Sound Attack, and you had a good year, 17 goals and 31 points in the full season, all 68 games. You actually were passed over initially in the NHL or the OHL draft, and then became a third rounder last year after a great year with Vaughan. How have you seen your development in your game over the last year or so?
I think I just told myself that even though I wasn't drafted my first year, that I wasn't giving up and I wasn't going anywhere. It gave me a little bit of motivation to prove everybody else wrong. And I think that helped me a lot because I had a good summer last summer. I worked really hard, and I think it helped me overcome this whole year.
Now, you were on a team with the Attack that had all kinds of strong OHL rookies with Maidens, Gavris, Jamal Smith, Dotchin as well. Did that make it easier, the transition to the OHL with all those young guys?
Yeah, for sure. I could kind of go through it with them. You know, we learned from each other, and I had a couple good friends on that team. And the Maidens and Jamal playing a year before, it definitely helped me kind of like follow their footsteps, sort of thing.
What did you notice the biggest difference between playing for Vaughan and jumping up into the Ontario Hockey League?
I think it was the speed and the size. It was a completely different game. I thought like players were a lot stronger, obviously, and a lot faster as well. I had to always be focused, even in practice and games too, obviously. And I thought that being pushed off, I had to be stronger on the puck, especially in the corners and stuff like that.
Scouts say that your work ethic at both ends of the ice is tremendous, and obviously you've shown some offensive upside with 17 goals this year. Did you have a goal in mind when you started this year of what you'd like to achieve?
No, not really. I just want to be a trusted player by the coach and just give it all I got every time, whether it's practice or game. I just want to work my hardest. So maybe guys, people can look up to and say, look how hard he's working kind of thing. And I want to try and play defense before offense because I've known to be more offensive. So I was trying to work on my defensive game this season.
At midseason, you were ranked 195th and at least on the list for NHL Central Scouting. At the latest list, the final list, you're not on that list, but we don't have to look too far back in the Owen Sound Attack history to see a guy named Wayne Simmons, who wasn't on the list either, and he ended up going to LA Kings. He's done okay.
Yeah, for sure. He's having a great career up there, and now he's with Philly on his way to winning the Stanley Cup. So it's good to see good stories like that. And I know he had a rough life as well, so it's good to see people overcome adversity, and I hope I could do the same.
How did you feel about your season overall? Were you quite satisfied with the role you played on the team?
Yeah, I think so. I think at the start of the year it was better than my finish. I thought that I adjusted pretty well at the beginning, and I thought maybe at the end of the year I could have done a little more for the team and been a bigger part and a reason why we should have went further in the playoff. But hopefully next year I could play more consistently.
Was it just a case for you that it was a fatigue angle from so many games after maybe not being used to that pace?
Yeah, I think that could be an impossibility. Also, I should probably be more disciplined, like try to get more hours of sleep and stuff like that, manage my time more wisely. I think now going through a year, I've got a lot more experience, and next year should be easier from that standpoint.
Greg Ireland, the head coach of the Attack, a veteran coach that's been in the American Hockey League and previously in a number of other leagues. How did you find him helping you with your game this year?
I thought he was a pretty good coach. I thought he helped the rookies more than any other coach would. He gave a lot of opportunity to us, and he's pretty hard on us, which is a good thing because I guess we were young guys and we didn't know what's best for us kind of thing. So I thought he did a very good job with the rookies, and especially myself, cracking down on me, trying to get the most out of me.
One of your assistant coaches, Terry Virtue, has left the club as of today. to pursue other hockey opportunities. But I know he certainly is a coach that was kind of the defensive conscience of your team. How did you find his guidance with you?
I thought Terry was a great coach. I could tell, like, even though I was a forward and he wasn't really focused on me, he was good to our defenseman. He knew what he was talking about, and even every once in a while, like, he'd give me a little talking to, just like what he sees kind of thing, and very nice guy overall. I hope he's got the best is in store for his future.
Was it a difficult transition to go from a guy that had 51 goals the year before with Vaughan to a guy that gets 17 in the OHL, or did you find your feet with that?
I think, yeah, that was one of the things, too. I got pretty hard on myself, and I guess I wasn't putting up as much numbers as I wanted to. So, like, the 51 goals, obviously, it was pretty a good accomplishment for me. And obviously, I knew I wasn't going to do the same, but I would like to sort of come close, I guess, kind of thing. So I was pretty hard on myself in that category.
Well, it's pretty tough to get anywhere close to 51 goals as a rookie in the OHL for sure, but you had a pretty good year with 17 anyway. Do you pride yourself on playing all forward positions?
Well, yeah, I definitely cracked at the wings as well as center, both wings. So that was good for my mobility up front. I like to answer the question, what position you play with forward now instead of just center. I think that gives me more attributes on the list, so that's good. And I got taught to play wing by some of the older guys as well, so that was good for me.
Is there an NHL player that you would compare yourself to, model your game after?
I think this guy is pretty hard to compare myself to because how amazing he is as a player, but I like to try and like, be a Jonathan Toews kind of guy who works hard at both ends of the rink and be a leader on and off the ice. He can produce numbers as well as play the defensive game. So that's what I kind of try to model myself after.
Is there a particular element of your game that you feel you really need to refine a little bit further more than anything else?
I think I'm just trying to get stronger throughout this summer so I'm not pushed off the puck and I can win more battles in the corner. And especially being a centerman most of the year, I'd like to get a higher percentage on my faceoff. So that's my main focus this summer.
Well, yeah, you put up some real good, credible numbers in your rookie season this year, and you've given yourself a good chance to be drafted at the NHL draft, I think, and we want to wish you the best of luck there.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.